I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On DAB Plus, online, via the TalkSport app, and on your smart speaker.
Lions Daily on TalkSport 2.
Good evening, I'm Tim Cocker and welcome to the Lions Daily. This is your home of rugby for the summer as we bring you the latest news and expert views around the 2021 British and Irish Lions Tour of South Africa. So the Lions are in Johannesburg, kits unpacked, training's underway, and so are the press conferences as well. So today, you'll hear from some of the leaders of the group who've been sharing their thoughts with us, including the Lions skipper, the new Lions skipper, Connor Murray, and forwards coach, Robin McBride. And as we focus on the background and the journey of some of the Lions squad members to this, the summit of the game, our player profile today is on Dan Bigger. And you'll hear from his former coach at Gorsynon Rugby Club to tell us what he was like before he became a household name. And the Springboks, well, they've named their first side since the World Cup final win all those months ago against England. So we can now get stuck into how South Africa are shaping up ahead of their match with Georgia this Friday. And one man who knows what it takes to win in South Africa for the Lions, Lawrence Dallaglio, gives you the benefit of his wisdom too. Another big Lions Daily show on TalkSport 2. Ollie Hunter is with me, TalkSport 2 producer. How are you doing, Ollie?
Yeah, I'm good. I've had to go through... It ended up being about 50 minutes worth of press conference audio for the new Lions captain, Connor Murray, and Robin McBride, one of the assistant coaches. We'll hear from both actually in longer form throughout the show. But really, really interesting. Other than that, yeah, everything is great. It's just... We are really getting into it now. I know the guys are out in South Africa, but it feels like the tour is in earnest underway. You can tell by some of the things that McBride and Connor Murray were saying is they've got their game heads now on. They're fully into it. There's a bit of a siege mentality as well, almost a literal one, given that everybody is in a bubble. So... really, really looking forward to it. And we've got rugby on Friday. There's the South Africa game against Georgia. Then more rugby on Saturday. It's just brilliant, isn't it?
It's good times. And I think during this show today, we're going to have a competition about who loves Dan Bigger more, aren't we, Ollie?
Yeah, we are. I really love Dan Bigger. I went out to the Rugby World Cup in 2019. I was going on a sort of a working holiday with Talk Sport. So they got me into the grounds. I went round Japan.
Yeah, all right, mate.
It was great. So I was doing little bits and bobs. I was going to the games. I went to all the knockout games. And Dan Bigger is a huge Talk Sport fan, massive Talk Sport fan. And he... the first time I met him, I introduced myself. I'm Ollie Hunter from TalkSport. He went, "Oh, TalkSport, that's great." At the post matches, all the players would go through the mix zone, and the players would stop at TV first, then reporters, local press, then it would be radio right at the end. If they've done a lot of TV,
saving the best till last, obviously.
Well, exactly. But if they've done a lot of TV, they don't end up doing any of the radio because the press officer doesn't want them doing too much. They've got an allocated amount that they need to do, and they shouldn't go over that amount. No. When it came to TalkSport and Ollie Hunter, Dan Bigger made sure, even if he was doing all of that TV commitments beforehand, that he would come to me because I was from TalkSport. So Dan Bigger, hats off to you, my man. I love you, buddy. And we'll have a massive Dan Bigger loving later on in the show.
We absolutely will. But before we get to that, And before we get into Andrew McKenna's chat with Robin McBride, actually, let's hear from the new tour captain, Conor Murray, who said he'll be drawing on the experience of some of his former skippers when it comes to leading this Lions side.
Rory Best and Paul O'Connell would be two of the biggest captains I've played under. A good friend in my club, Peter O'Mahony, who has experience in this area too. So there's guys that, you know, if things crop up, or, you know, you're thinking of what to say or what not to say, you know, it's just guys like that you can, thankfully, you can pick up the phone to them and run things by them. But saying that, you're chosen because of what you do already. And I don't want to try and become someone different, try and force things that aren't that natural to you. So, you know, I think that's really important. I focus on that and hopefully lead by what I'm doing.
So Andrew McKenna was asking the questions for us today, and he tweeted the word assured about how he felt after hearing Conor Murray speak. And you kind of get that there. There's a quiet confidence with the guy.
I think it's something that not many people who were slamming and panning the decision earlier on Saturday evening whilst I was in Edinburgh, and the news filtered in and people going, why is he doing it? He's never been a captain before. He's not the most vocal on the field. He doesn't give that aura of leadership. I tell you what, during 25, I went all Macca then, but all 25 minutes of the press conference, you could see the absolute captain material, yeah, oozing out of him, because we get the visual version as well. It's all done now over Zoom because of COVID and such like. We get the visuals and calmness personified. He didn't get annoyed that things were taking so long. He had to wait for one of the guys to get his connection correct. I was so impressed with the way he carried himself, with the way he spoke, and you heard there he's going to draw on being led by some real greats in Paul O'Connell, Rory Best, yeah, and Peter O'Mahony for his Gary Owen club as well.
On Peter O'Mahony, actually, he said today, he's been quoted as saying, it's a special honour and there is no better man. To be on your third tour is proper legend stuff. And yeah, Conor Murray will have gravitas when he speaks, because he does have two previous Lions tours under his belt. He's got Grand Slams, Six Nations trophies, and he's a key man in some huge occasions. Just think of that win over the All Blacks in Chicago, Soldier Field, for example.
Oh, that was an incredible game. I remember it. I was kind of, I'll chuck it on. I'll see if the Irish can make a game of it. And from the very start, and I don't know whether you remember, Anthony Foley, the Munster head coach, had passed away.
Yeah, very recently.
Maybe a week beforehand. And yeah, it was a really emotional occasion. The All Blacks laid down a Foley jersey in front of them whilst they did the haka. Rory Best, who captained the Ireland for, I think, over 50 times, he really rallied his troops. And I think that's the kind of thing that Conor Murray is going to draw from, those kind of experiences, the way to lead your team. It was an amazing occasion. They beat the All Blacks for the first time ever, and they beat them really, really convincingly. And that's the kind of thing, yeah, you're going to need in South Africa.
Yeah, and he was a huge part of that particular win. So yeah, plenty of experience. The longer I've sat with it over these last couple of days, the more I think, yeah, I'm totally on board. But I should never have doubted it, because it was Warren Gatland's calling. Anything he seems to decide tends to work out for the best. One of Warren Gatland's assistants on this tour in the coaching team is Robin McBride. He also spoke to the media and Macca today. So let's hear what he had to say.
Robin, how are you? How's everyone after the flight?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Pretty straightforward. Not that much of a change in times and time zones. Nice hotel here, so yeah, great.
About an hour or so before the plane actually took off from Edinburgh, Cyril Ramaphosa was making a statement, the president of South Africa, about the state of COVID there and the fact that they were having to go into level 4 lockdown. Were you, as a group, aware of that speech? Were you taking it in? Has it been relayed to you what was being said in that meeting?
Yeah, we were well briefed in the hotel prior to our departure from Edinburgh by the medical team. They were very thorough, so nobody is under any sort of illusions with regards to how serious it is over here in South Africa, and that we've all got a duty and a role to play with regards to making sure that we do everything 100% by the book, and not allow things to get stressed out or get on top of us. We realise how lucky we are to be given this opportunity, and we've got to pay due diligence to all the restrictions and the things we've got to go through. It's a way of life currently, isn't it? So, we're very fortunate that we're here going ahead with it.
There's been lots of talk about potentially moving everything down to Cape Town. Is there anything that you can tell us this stage that has been definitely concrete put in place, or is everything as the original itinerary when you got on the plane?
Yeah, no, as far as I'm concerned, those decisions aren't mine to make anyway. One thing is concrete. We had a good session this morning, so I'm pretty glad that's going well. You know, we had five new members joining the party following the game against Japan. So it's good to get them bedded into some training and get some hard work done.
You've obviously had to name a new tour captain following the Japan game. Can you give us some idea and some insight into the discussions that took place among the coaching staff to decide that Conor Murray was your man?
Yeah, we didn't spend that long talking about it. Obviously, we had to make a decision pretty quickly on the run. There were a number of candidates that were discussed, but Conor, because of his experience, he came out on top, really. I'm sure Warren will be able to explain a little bit further, but as far as I go, you know, it was a quick discussion amongst us to discuss those outstanding candidates, and then Warren made the call on Conor.
And just finally from me, is everyone available for selection for Saturday's game as we stand at the moment?
Yeah, everyone's available. We're in a good place. Everybody's been given a fit bit of health, so it's good to get going. You know, we've arrived in South Africa now. We've had our first session under our belts. We're familiar with the hotel. We're familiar with the routine that we're going to fall into. From here on in, really, it should be... I'm not quite confident enough to say plain sailing, because anything can happen really quickly. However, we're comfortable in our surroundings. We know what's ahead of us. So we've just got to roll our sleeves up now and get on with it.
There you go. Lions assistant coach Robin McBride speaking to Andrew McKenna for us, as Macca will be getting, well, quizzing all of the guys that matter throughout the tour for TalkSport and TalkSport 2, your home for the British and Irish Lions rugby right across the summer. Interesting to pick up there. Robin McBride said, yep, there's a clean bill of health for everyone in the squad. That means all the guys that have joined late will be available for selection. So it'll be really interesting to see the Lions team when we get it for the game against the other Lions, the South African Lions, at the weekend. That's good news for a start, I guess, after the injuries and the people that have dropped out.
Yeah, big Lions derby. You'll have a Lions derby on tour. I think so. I think that's really good news that the guys that were playing in the Premiership final coming through. I know there was a big knock for Luke Cowan-Dickey, but, yeah. If he looks like that he's going to be available for selection, maybe they'll give him an extra week. They'll play him in the Wednesday game and probably put Ken Owens on the bench go other ways with starting. But look, I think you and I are going to try and pick our Lions 15 for that game, given that Warren Gatland announces the 23, 11 o'clock. I think it's actually 10 o'clock UK time. We'll have all of that on Thursday's show as well, yeah.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. And I love Robin McBride for the fact that Like the great front row forwards, there he's a no nonsense man. And do you know what? Rugby players, coaches, in fact, athletes of any kind are the perfect people to deal with all the situations that they've got out there in South Africa at the minute. Lots of questions, lots unanswered, lots of unknowns, lots of potential changes. Or they're not going to worry about any of that. And you got that from Robin McBride. They're going to control what they can control.
Yep.
And right now, that is the next training session. And they seem like they're dealing with the whole situation very well. Just one other bit of news from today regarding the whole South Africa tour. And South Africa have named their 23-man squad for their game against Georgia in Pretoria on Friday. That's a 6 p.m. kickoff. And Andrew McKenna and former England utility back Tom May will be on commentary duty for us right here on TalkSport 2. It's the first squad South Africa have named since the World Cup final against England. 20 very long months. And it's really interesting to see. There's three uncapped players that I'm just going to flag up. Two on each wing. Afalele Fassi and Roscoe Speckman. Absolute gas. So I can't wait to speak to Brian Habana on tomorrow's show about those two guys. Really, really exciting. And they've already got Cheslin Kolbe and guys like that on the wing. Mapimpi, so outrageous talents on the wings.
They're really blessed in those departments, aren't they?
Well,
wow.
They're also blessed in the back row department.
Okay, great.
Leicester back row Jasper Visa has been named on the bench and could make his debut for South Africa there. So without Dwayne Vermaelen at the moment, they've named Quagga Smith, probably one of the smallest number eights in world rugby. And for South Africa, that's quite unusual. So yeah, but keep an eye out on the Leicester number eight, Jasper Visa, who's had a great season.
And that small guy to go up against another small guy maybe later on in the South African A game, potentially against Sam Simmons, who joined up with the Lions as well. Amazing, exciting. Jasper Visa is the only English-based player, so all the Sale guys are being held back, probably for the game against Georgia the next week in Johannesburg, which is also live on TalkSport 2, where we'll probably see a completely different 23.
Really good. And as I say, Brian Habana tomorrow, the Lions team on Thursday. Every single day on Lions Daily, we've got all the latest and breaking news. And that's what you're listening to now on TalkSport 2 with the famous grouse, the spirit of rugby. 18 plus, be drink aware. And remember, the whole TalkSport network is the only place you can listen to every match of the 2021 Lions tour with commentary of every game. And coming up next, well, we'll hear more from the new Lions captain, Connor Murray.
Now the Lions are coming at it. 10 metres out. They go down the right-hand side. Connor Murray for the score! Connor Murray, it opened up in front of him. And there was the opportunity. He simply picked it up from the base. There was no guard for New Zealand. And Connor Murray scores.
Connor Murray, Munster Rugby, Ireland.
We haven't been on two after the one in New Zealand in 2017. You're kind of trying to map it out, you know, what age you'll be and do you have a chance? And, you know, there was always that outside chance and, you know, body feels great, I feel fit, and you're feeling form.
We've got some big British and Irish Lions news to come to you. Captain Alan Wynne-Jones has been ruled out after picking up a dislocated shoulder.
Ireland scrum half Connor Murray has been named the tour captain for the British and Irish Lions tour to South Africa.
He's Gats type of player. He's very good at controlling things. He's got a good box kick. Likeable guy, really nice guy. So yeah, just someone that you know, the boys can really, you know, would get behind and fight for, really.
There you go. Mike Phillips among the voices talking about the new Lions captain, Connor Murray. Also, music from the Celtic punk band Dropkick Murphys, an inspired choice. Ollie Hunter, well played. And just listening to Macca's commentary over that, I think he could do a job as a frontman for that band as well.
He probably could, actually. Yeah, you're right.
So Mike Phillips, by the way, who spoke to us yesterday, and if you did miss that show, you can listen again via the TalkSport app in the podcast section, because Mike Phillips also said Connor Murray definitely not as good looking as him, and also said that Connor Murray, on the first night on the 2013 tour to Australia, they roomed together, and Connor Murray tucked Mike Phillips into bed. So there you go. Go and catch up with that. But right now, let's hear from the Leinster and Ireland scrum half. Munster scrum half, speaking to TalkSport's Andrew McKenna earlier today.
Just back on Alan Wynne for a moment. As a group of players, how do you deal and sort of approach that whole situation? Do you go and speak to him after the game, or do you deliberately stay away because you know in the heart of hearts there's nothing you can say to him that's going to make him feel better?
Yeah, I think that was definitely something that happened on Saturday evening. I suppose, you know, the Welsh lads in particular know Al a lot better than us, and you know, it would be the same for me if something like that happened. You'd probably want your own space for a while, and you know, if you want to talk, you'll come over. You know, Al made it, you know, he was really good. You know, he got up and presented the lads with their first caps, and you know, put on a really brave face on Saturday evening, which was really admirable, given he had just gotten some pretty bad news. So it was a bit of a mix. You know what I mean? You can see from his point of view that he might not want to chat too much. No one's trying to make him feel better. It is what it is. It was a really unfortunate thing that happened. And, you know, if it was me, you'd deal with it in your own head over time. So I think lads were really respectful of him. But, you know, he was around the team room. He was chatting. He was, you know, he was enjoying the win and people getting off the mark with the Lions. So, you know, it was a bit of both. You kind of have to read the situation.
How much freedom are you going to get as captain? Because obviously there's an awful lot of structures that have been put in place already. Pretty much everything is laid down in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I think, you know, the coaches have given all players, you know, the space and the ability to speak up and tweak and change things if we see a reason to do that. So, you know, yeah, we definitely have structures and systems that are already in place. And we as a playing group have been, especially in Jersey, working really hard on that, tweaking areas that, you know, we might see a little bit of room for improvement, or, you know, the coaches have been tweaking things that they might have had already set out before we even got together. So it's a live document, really, you know what I mean, our game plan. So it is open to change at times. But, you know, what we've done in Jersey and, you know, in a lot of parts against Japan on the weekend was really, really good. So it's just about carrying that forward. And, you know, I said at the start, the players are driving this as much as the coaches, which has really put me at ease in terms of my role.
Lots of people on Saturday evening after the announcement were saying, well, that's Conor Murray starting the test then. But in some ways, does it actually mean that you now have to work even harder because you don't want to be the captain that doesn't make the test match team?
Yeah, no, it doesn't mean it for a minute. I think that's completely separate. We've seen it before in Lions stores where captains haven't started. And you know, that's why I feel really strongly that I got to remain myself and keep doing what I'm doing, because that's, you know, that's the aim is to be in contention for the test day squad and play in the test matches. That's what makes this whole tour so special. Having been on ones before, you know, playing in the test is what it's all about, and that's what everyone's still trying to do. And you know, not for a second, I think that's a given now. If anything, like you said, you want to really make sure you're on top of your game and you're playing as good as you can possibly play.
As a squad, as you were getting on the plane on Sunday evening, the South African government were announcing a 2-week level 4 lockdown. That means no gatherings, restaurants and schools closed, probably the biggie, no alcohol being sold. Has there been any discussion amongst the players about this? Has anyone said, is it right that we're here?
No, there hasn't. Not yet. You know, obviously we're very aware of what's going on outside with the lockdown and things like that. But, you know, the protocols and things that, you know, we're here to, you know, hopefully put a smile on people's faces, you know, here and back at home. You know, even since we've been here, you know, stopping the bus at traffic lights, you know, we've people beeping at us, waving at us, smiling at us. So I think there's a good buzz around us being here. You know, we're obviously very aware of the situation outside the hotel. You know, we literally go from the hotel to the training ground. We're very much restricted in our movements as well. So no, not at the moment. You know, it's again, like it's a live document. You know, things can change so quickly. But you know, we're here and very lucky to be able to do what we're doing and very focused on, you know, putting on a show for people to get behind and support us.
Just finally from me, South Africa have named their team for the match against Georgia on Friday evening. As you'd expect, it's pretty strong as a squad. Will you sit down and watch it together?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah. We're here to play them in a three test series. So yeah, there'll be big interest in that. Yeah, there's a feeling since we landed here in South Africa that you know, it's time for kind of the serious stuff. So yeah, it'll all kick off now. And I'm sure if it's on in the team room, there won't be many players not watching it there.
Lions captain Conor Murray speaking with Andrew McKenna for us. And do you know what? I'm just gonna make one quick reference here as Conor Murray really fronted up, was very honest there, spoke about Alan Wynne-Jones and his disappointment. The mantle's been passed on. It just sort of reminds me of Optimus Prime in the Transformers movie, passing the Matrix on to Ultra Magnus. At first you think, oh, but he's not Optimus Prime, but then he rises to the occasion.
Look, do you know what? It's incredible that you've brought that up. Is that the 1987 animated movie?
Yeah, the
which,
one.
Have you seen on Twitter going around, people have been going, what five movies have you watched over 10 times in your life?
No, I've not seen, but that's yours, is
that's,
it?
I've probably watched that more times than any other film.
Yeah, class.
And the soundtrack is outrageous as
you
well.
You got the touch. Yeah.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a brilliant film. Great work, Tim. Honestly, that's great work.
But looking forward to hearing more from Conor Murray on the basis of that 5 minutes with Macca alone. But we've just heard from him. What about the man he replaced, Alan Wynne-Jones? We heard Conor Murray reference the chat that Alan Wynne gave to the squad. Lions assistant coach Robin McBride said that Alan Wynne's outgoing speech to the team after the Japan game was a special one.
He spoke very well. I can't tell you word for word what he said in the cup presentation, but you know, he kept his emotions in check because it's a big thing. But I thought he spoke very eloquently. He wished everybody the best and just got on with the job, really. It was tough. It was tough for all concerned, really. I know Jason Leonard was close to shedding a tear. If he was Jason Leonard, that's some sort of barometer. But it was, when Alan Wynne speaks, it's always from the heart. It's very heartfelt. So there's no way of getting around it, how disappointed it was, obviously. But he was able to get his words out and just do the job at hand. It sums him up pretty, isn't it? You know, with regards to putting the team first. And it's not about me, it's about the team.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you draw a tear out of Jason Leonard, then you're going some. So great insight from Robin McBride there. You are listening to The Lions Daily on TalkSport 2 with the famous grouse, the spirit of rugby, 18 plus, be drink aware. And a reminder, the TalkSport Network is the only place you can listen to the British and Irish Lions tour to South Africa. We're bringing you commentary of every single match. And next up, Lions Daily Player Profile, where we focus on Dan Bigger.
Dan Bigger, Northampton Saints, Wales.
Massive achievement and something which I'm extremely proud of and grateful for everyone who's supported me.
Hi, I'm Adrian Durham, and maybe not everybody knows this, but I'm a massive, massive Dan Bigger fan. And I'll tell you why. I'll go back to 2015 World Cup at Twickenham when he's got to kick the points from the halfway line. It's a straight kick, but not always easy. And he has the length, he has the direction, he has the mentality, he has the coolness, the calm.
And Dan Bigger is lining up this shot at goal. Looks a long way, doesn't it? Length, no problem. Length, no problem. Direction, no problem.
On top of being arguably the best kicker in the world, he's just a terrific rugby player as well. Directs it, orchestrates it. He's just fantastic. Fantastic. Love everything about Dan Bigger. Mentality is superb. Got to be in the Lions 15. Go well, Dan Bigger. Absolutely loving your work.
Welcome back to the Lions Daily. And during the tour, we want to pull back the curtain and find out the origin stories of the squad members. And as you've just heard now, that is for Northampton Saints and Wales fly half Dan Bigger. I couldn't agree more with Adrian Durham and his thoughts on the man there. After a stellar game against Japan at the weekend, he's thrown his hat firmly into the ring to start that first test in the number 10 jersey. Dan Bigger played 5 tour games in 2017, but as it stands, he doesn't have a test cap for the Lions. He didn't start against New Zealand. We won't go into the test status for that Japan game again right now. But what I will do instead is speak to Rob Steele, who coached Dan at Gore Sinon Rugby Club when he was just a lad. How are you doing, Rob?
How's it going? Yes, very good.
I'm great, thank you. How do you feel when you see Dan Biggar run out in a Lions jersey?
Oh, it makes me very proud. You know, I've known Dan since a very young lad, and to see his progression in rugby is fantastic. He's always been a professional, even since a young lad.
Tell me more about the young Dan Biggar. Your memories. How old was he? About, it was like 11 years
11
old.
Dan was 11 when he came to Kasainan. And Dan always played a year up. So he was always playing for the under-12s when he was 11, the under-13s when he was 12. Such was his talent at the time. He was more than capable of playing a year up. Dan was an excellent trainer, but always took his training serious and always took his game serious as well, but enjoyed it as well.
Dan Biggar is not the only guy to have come through to the very top level from, you know, a small town, village almost, yeah. Gorsainon, but Lee Halfpenny and Ross Moriarty.
Ross Moriarty, Eli Walker. Oh, there's been quite a few there.
So Lee Halfpenny, he's going to get his 100th test cap for Wales this weekend.
That's right, yes.
He has a pavilion or a bar named after him at the club. What are you going to do for Dan Biggar?
We have a new rugby club built there the last couple of years, and it's called the Lee Halfpenny Suite.
So come on then, we need a Dan Biggar something, don't we? If he starts,
yes. I'm sure he'll have something after this tour. He's on form, very good form at the moment.
I'm happy to help you come up with some ideas. Just going back to the young Dan Biggar, I want to ask you: was he ever quite chopsy with the refs when he was younger?
Dan is not like that at all. The Dan you see on the field now is not like that Dan in real life or in his personal life. And he never was. He was a very, very quiet lad on the field at the age of 11 or 12. And even till the age when he left us till 16, he was never... He looks chopsy, but he's not. Dan is a gentleman.
Oh, you don't have to convince me of that, Rob. Honestly, he is one of my man crushes. He's an impressive human being. I've been lucky enough to interview him a bunch of times, you know, holding the microphone in front of him after he gets a man of the match performance playing for Northampton Saints. And I always find him inspiring and never fail to be impressed. He's a special guy.
Yep. He always has been since a young age.
Do you backing him for a starting spot out in South Africa?
Oh, yes, I think so. Very much so, yes. Yeah, he's got to be the first choice at the moment.
And just on to your club, where it all began for Dan Biggar.
Yes.
It must have been a tough year. You've been a club that have brought through a generation of youngsters, but there's a lot of young guys now that haven't had a lot of rugby. How's it been being a grassroots rugby club?
Yeah. It has been a very tough year. Financially for the club as well. Like, you know, it's not easy to survive a season without some sort of income. But yes, and the kids are boiling over, ready to get started. So it's hopefully all things will be going now in September.
Here's hoping. How often, if ever, have you seen Dan back at the club? I know he's a busy man.
Oh, he's a very busy man, Dan. Yes, very well. Oh, he's been back on a few occasions, yes. He's local, so he's not... he's in the area as well. But yeah, he's made us a couple of occasions, does the children's presentations and what have you. So he's not a stranger to us.
Good stuff. And if Dan was stood opposite you right now, you know, he's got a big month or two ahead of him, what would be your message to Dan?
I would say just don't change anything, Dan. Play as you normally play. Be yourself.
Lovely sentiment and cracking chatting to you, Rob. All the best to everyone at Gorsainon Rugby Club. Hoping things are back to normal. Hoping you get a crowd down. You got any people coming to watch the game at the club at the weekend? Can you do that?
Yes, it'll be full. Yes, it'll be bouncing full, yeah.
Good to hear. Well, you got Lee Halfpenny as well to celebrate. So good on you, Rob. Yes. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Rob Steele from Gorsainon Rugby Club. I do love those little segments on the show when you just get a sense of as much as anything, you get a sense of just what it will mean to Dan Biggar.
Yeah, absolutely. And the pride that that Rob there had in Dan coming through, Dan knows exactly where he came from. And you and I have both met Dan. I spoke about it earlier. You just did just now. He's a really down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
And you can imagine he doesn't forget where he comes from. He's a local lad. All right, he's moved to Northampton to play for the Saints, and he jets off with Wales every autumn every Six Nations or every summer they go somewhere. And now he's off with the Lions. This is his second tour. He didn't play in a test in his first one in 2017. He played five times, not one test. It feels like this could be his tour. He got the official, Jamie Roberts didn't give it to Dan Bigger, he gave it to Jack Conan, but on our coverage, but the British and Irish Lions official man of the match was Dan Bigger against Japan. He controlled the game brilliantly. Him and Conor Murray, it seemed like they've been playing together for years, and maybe he has done on that last tour in 2017, but that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So he is probably a mix between Owen Farrell and Finn Russell, isn't he? Where he can do everything pretty well. He's a good kicker. He controls the tempo. He's got a good pass. He can do those line breaks. He's a good tackler. Whereas Finn Russell, you would say, is the more flair player, and Owen Farrell is the more brutish kicker and tackler of the three. So if you want that balance, I think Dan Bigger's your man. But we'll have to, obviously you have to wait and see first test.
Through his whole career, people have not written him off, but people have sort of thought other people should be ahead of him. And he's very quietly always gone about his business and always risen to the top. And the greater the occasion, the greater the performance you get from Dan Bigger. And I've no doubt that will be the case this summer. He is in pole position, as I see it at the moment, for that fly half jersey. You're listening to the Lions Daily on TalkSport 2 with the famous Grouse, the spirit of rugby, 18+, be drink aware. Coming up next, well, we're going to hear TalkSport's Andrew McKenna having a chat with the former England and former Lions legend, back row man, Lawrence Dallaglio.
Back to the Lions. Can they do it quickly? Brian O'Driscoll fires the ball out between his legs, out to George North, who's got Israel Folau on his back, and he actually carries him in a fireman's lift. He gets up to the halfway line. That's the huge cheer. He decided to take ball and all that time, George North. They're into the Wallabies half. North is actually struggling. He's down. He's holding the back of his head, and we're going to go back for a knock-on. But having done that incredible piece of play, George North is now receiving treatment from the medical staff, and he is holding the back of his neck. What could have been a great moment for the Lions could be very significant. Israel Folau came up, tackled North, and he simply just picked him up. Oh. And then Folau sort of hit through him in a sort of a judo style.
I think that's a suplex in the WWF.
DDT, actually. To be technical on the wrestling parlance there. What a moment in Lions history from 8 years ago on this very day, when George North was running with the ball and decided to, with the other arm, pick up Israel Folau, chuck him on his shoulder. But I'd forgotten that George North got injured in that act. I'd totally forgotten that.
Yeah. He really, really hurt himself. And I don't think he was quite right for the rest of the tour, even despite England, apologies. He was born in King's Lynn. Go on, the Norfolk lad, George North. despite the Lions walloping the Wallabies in the next test to seal the series. But yeah, he actually did himself, if we're doing a Macca, he did himself a mischief.
The Etihad Stadium in Melbourne there, 56,000 fans saw that one, but millions loved that particular moment. And we'll be looking back on some of the famous moments from Lions tours of the past on Lions Daily, where right now, more from Macca. His chat with Lawrence Dallaglio, thanks to Land Rover. Now, Dallaglio, he notched up 3 Lions tours, gaining 3 caps to add to his 85 for England. And they were speaking before the Japan game, but it's still pretty relevant now. Just have a listen.
If you were a player picked in this Lions squad to go to South Africa, would you be concerned about COVID? Or are you just taking it as read that everything's going to be in place and everyone will have dotted I's and crossed T's?
Well, naturally, I think there is a concern. You would have a concern, but I think that these players have been living in a, you know, we've all been living with COVID in varying different degrees for quite a while now, and I think you know, certainly from the players' perspective, the ones I've been close to is that they, you know, they're going about their business, everyday business. They want to play rugby. You want to play rugby, but you want to, you know, you want to carry on being able to do what you do, but do it in the knowledge that it's, you know, in a safe and secure environment, I guess. And everything is, you know, seems to be in place, certainly here. And I'm sure that all the reassurances that they've been given is that those will continue to be in place in South Africa to make sure that, you know, that the tour can go ahead. I mean, I'd be more concerned if my mum and dad and my family and friends were coming over to South Africa to support me without, because, you know, the players kind of, you know, they're in their bubble, they're in their hotels, that, you know, they're being tested every 2 days. You know, the protocols are all in place to make sure that the risk is mitigated. But I think it would be different if we were, you know, if you had family and friends who are footloose and fancy free, if you like, in South Africa, because you can't, you know, you can't guarantee anyone's safety out there. So as painful as it is to travel to South Africa without fans, I mean, I think it is the right decision. And I know everyone wants to defer and delay the tour, but the reality is that when, you know, there's no certainty around when things will be anything close to where they were previously. So, you know, I guess we've just got to get on with it as best we can.
Right, you started all three tests back in 97, two on the blind side, one at number eight. What's it like, a South African series in South Africa?
Well, it's one of the toughest places to play rugby in the world. I mean, probably New Zealand and South Africa, with all due respect to our Australian friends, is the two hardest countries to play rugby. And you know, they're normally, well, they've won, how many, is it five World Cups between them, or six even? They've won a lot anyway. So, they're the current world champions. So I think that gives you a context. And just to put it in perspective, I mean, the Lions obviously won in 1974. You know, there was obviously apartheid, which ruled South Africa out of participation for a long time. But post-apartheid, the All Blacks themselves only won their first test series in South Africa in 1996. Which was a year before we then repeated defeat with the Lions in 97. So, you know, it's a pretty small number of teams that have gone over there and actually won a series in South Africa. So if the Lions are able to pull this off, then it would be a fairly significant victory, because lots have tried and lots have come away with on the wrong side of the result. So all I can say to listeners is that to play South Africa, it's the most physical encounter you will ever experience. You know, they literally run over the top of you. And if that doesn't work, then they run over the top of you again. And if that doesn't work, then they'll give it another go. And, you know, if you know what's coming at you when you play South Africa, it's quite another thing being able to stop it. And that's the challenge for these Lions, is can they match the South Africans physically? And, you know, clearly it's something England couldn't do in the World Cup final in Yokohama in 2019. And they were blown away, weren't they, really? But if you do match them physically, then you have obviously got a chance of winning. But, if you know, until you do that, you've got no chance of winning.
On that, obviously, you've got to match them physically in defence. Looking at the squad that the Lions have picked in terms of the number eights, Jack Conan and Sam Simmons, yeah, it looks to me like the Lions are going to be looking for the space between the defenders rather than running at the defenders. If they were going to play just a power game, you'd probably pick two different number eights, wouldn't you? So yeah, do we maybe have a hint that the Lions are going to be a bit wider than maybe some people are expecting?
Yeah, we've got Toby Faletau as well, Talupe Faletau, to add to that list as well. So, yeah, I mean, 100%, there's a, you know, there's the theory that, I mean, if you try and take South Africa on at their own game, then, you know, it's, you're going to do well to do that. What you do need to do is be able to match them physically and then have a way of playing which challenges them a little bit, moves them around the pitch a little bit. So yeah, I think, you know, Warren Gatland is pretty shrewd in terms of his tactics and he understands how to play the game. He's got some very, very knowledgeable coaches there. And I think there's some unfinished business with Gatland in South Africa. You know, I think that they probably could have and should have won that series in 2009. I think it's probably one of the reasons why he signed up to do this job again, because one, not only for continuity purposes, but two, he wants to go out there and just sort of you know, finish things off really. So yeah, I do think the Lions will have a few different ways of playing. You know, you could, because if you play the way South Africa play, you know, you're running the risk of being beaten in a close arm wrestle, aren't you, really? So I think that, you know, in the same way as we did in 97, where we almost used their strength and used that against them in the scrum, for instance, you know, I think Warren will certainly have a few different ways of trying to unlock South Africa, you know, which is the same as what happened in New Zealand, really.
You mentioned Warren there. You know him well from your time with Wasps. He had to call up Kyle Sinclair after Andrew Porter's injury. Now, we all saw Kyle's interview after he'd initially missed out on the squad. Do you think, in a strange way, that would have actually helped his chances of getting a call-up if Warren needed another prop? Because Warren's spoken about the characters that you're going to need on a tour like this with COVID bubbles and all of that. So did Kyle being so emotional maybe actually help him out in the selection's eyes?
No, I think he was probably always next in line anyway. I'm sure there was a lot of marginal calls in that selection anyway. I mean, the tragedy really for anyone is that we forget about the poor guy who gets left behind. I mean, Andrew Porter, you know, who was picked. I mean, you know, because such is the nature of sport that it's you know, the only story that we're interested in is the one who replaces the guy who gets left behind. So you know, I felt for Andrew Porter, but he's a young man and hopefully his time will come again. But Carl has been there, done it with the Lions. He's I think his form is what would have alerted Warren Gatland. He played exceptionally well in the game. I was actually at the game and gave him the Man of the Match award because he was outstanding. And yeah, look, you know, he's got a great opportunity now to you know, to be part of a winning series. But Warren's always been someone that, you know, he will turn a negative into a positive, you know, and he's in his words, you know, he's quite happy that Carl continues to stick two fingers up at him and proves him wrong. And that's the thing about Warren, is he's happy to be proved wrong by people. He's happy to put his hand up and admit if he's been wrong himself, you know, and got a selection wrong in the past or in the future. So yeah, it's great for Carl. You know, loved his interview, thought it was from the heart. We need to see more players put in front of the camera like that, because you know, it's where you get to see the human behind the player, and rugby is about that. It's about emotion. So I thought it was a fantastic interview.
Just finally, Lawrence, obviously we're talking about elite level sportsmen, and there are very few secrets, if you like, by the time you get to this level. But the very fact that South Africa have got so many of their squad who've been playing in the Premiership, five up at Sale, Jasper Visa as well, does that maybe change the dynamic a little bit in the fact that they've had almost, you know, that experience and recent experience of playing with and against guys who they're going to be going up against?
Well, I mean, it's a good point you make, but it's also cuts both ways, doesn't it, really? You know, in the old days, you'd go up against players you'd never played against before. You know, it's the same for the British and Irish Lions squad. You know, they play with and against some of these players, and they know exactly what's coming at them. So I think it's an interesting one. But it's the same for both sides. I think the Lions know as much about South Africa through that familiarity, yeah, as they do the other way around. The good thing is, you know each other's strengths, yeah, but you also know each other's weaknesses as well. So it's up to you as a team and as a group to exploit that. I think it also adds a little bit of excitement to the challenge as well, because nothing like knowing one of your getting one over one of your teammates, is there? And when when you're in a position like Tom Curry, where they're outnumbering you 5-1, it'd be even better, wouldn't it, really? So you'll be enjoying the training sessions every day next season if they're to come back from South Africa victorious, that's for sure. And I think you'd be gently reminding them every time you ran out on the training park, as I'm sure Faf de Klerk has about the World Cup final. You know, probably wears his medal every day, doesn't he? I don't know.
I know I would.
Cracking chat. England and Lions legend Lawrence Dallaglio talking to Andrew McKenna. Thanks to Land Rover. And that is the Lions Daily on TalkSport 2 with the famous grouse, the spirit of rugby. 18 plus, be drink aware. And thank you for listening. I'm back at 5pm tomorrow. And as well as coverage of every Lions match on tour, we also have commentary on Friday of South Africa against Georgia, our first look at the Springboks. That will kick off at 6pm.
On DAB+, online, via the TalkSport app and on your smart speaker.
Lions Daily on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.